of the penis. In many parts of the world, it is done when a baby is a few days old. However, in other parts of the world, it is unacceptable. Studies have shown that male circumcision can reduce a man's risk of getting HIV, the virus that causes AIDS. Now, a new study shows that it can also reduce a man's risk of getting human papillomavirus, or HPV. The research also shows circumcision reduces the risk for another common sexually transmitted infection, genital herpes. The study was published in the New England Journal of Medicine. The study was led by scientists at Johns Hopkins University in Maryland and Makerere University in Uganda. It involved about 3,400 uncircumcised Ugandan men between the ages of 15 and 49. None had HIV, genital herpes, or HPV at the start of the study. The men were split into two groups. One group got immediate circumcisions. The others had it done 2 years later. All the men were tested for sexually passed diseases 4 times in the next 2 years. The researchers found that those who had been circumcised were 28% less likely to get genital herpes than uncircumcised men. They were 33% less likely to get HPV. Ronald Gray of Johns Hopkins was a lead investigator. He says the team will now study whether female partners of the men in the study experienced any reduction in risk of the diseases. This is especially important in the case of human papillomavirus. HPV causes cervical cancer. That disease kills almost 300,000 women around the world every year. It is the number one cancer killer of women in poor countries. There is a vaccine against the human papillomavirus. American medical officials have advised that the vaccine, called Gardasil, be given to girls around age 11. But, like circumcision, it is an issue of public debate. Some American parents argue that the vaccine will make their girls more likely to have sex early. Others question the vaccine's safety and effectiveness. Now, Gardasil's maker, Merck, has asked the Food and Drug Administration to approve the drug for boys beginning at age 9. The complete treatment costs several hundred dollars. And that's the VOA Special English Health Report, written by Katie Weaver. I'm Bob Doty.